Maybe is it possible that next week we could do maybe a little bit of Hanukkah stuff, like from our Shabbos?
An idea. Okay. Yeah. How many people are interested in learning this sugya of Hanukkah? Oh, okay.
How many books did he get? How many votes did he pressing?
So the two-thirds vote or 50-50?
No. 51%? Okay. The year that we learned Shabbos, but Rav Soloveitchik, he spent a while on the sugya of Hanukkah. Good idea. Okay. On Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, towards the bottom, the Gemara quotes the pasuk from Yishai. Yishai HaNavi is encouraging everyone to observe Shabbos properly. He speaks about kibbutz, he speaks about oineg, chibaratam, yasaz derechecha, yabedover, and so on. So there's a mitzvah of kibbutz and mitzvah of oineg. The Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, writes that there are four mitzvahs on Shabbos, two in the Chumash. Zachar v'shamar, Zachar is a mitzvah sese, Shamar is a mitzvah loy sese, Yishamar pen v'yal is a loy sese. And then he writes that there is Shem shen is parshu ha'idei ha'nevim, that's kibud v'yoinik. What does he mean by that loshen Shem shen is parshu ha'idei ha'nevim? That are mentioned by the Navi, shen is parshu means that it's mentioned by the Navi. So Meitzchik thought that maybe what he meant was that the Navi is giving a pirush on what's included in Zachar. Shamar means not to be mechal Shabbat, Shamar is a loy sese. Not to be Mechal Shabbos. And Zohar means Lahaskir B'peh, to recite Kiddush. But perhaps the Novi Yeshaya is interpreting that also included in Zohar are these two aspects of Kibud V'yoni. Maybe. The Chasam Sofer has a tshuva. It's in the end of Chelek HaShemishpot. It's really Hashmatam from Chelek Aruch Chaim. He talks about the Fruma doctor in Presburg who was... A goyish farmer once sent one of the workers from the farm by horse and wagon to ask the doctor to come to take care of him. The goy was not feeling well, so the goyish worker took him chutz l'trum, and he treated him, and then I think he took him back home. So the people were complaining that the doctor was Mechal Shabbos to take care of the nochri, not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. So Chasam Sofer discusses the whole issue. So he says that the Truman is only the Rabbanon, even if it's Yud Beis Mill, it's only the Rabbanon. Yeah, there's a whole discussion. Everything is only the Rabbanon. So in the middle of the Tshuva, he discusses a little bit the topic of Kibud V'yoinik. How serious are these dinim? So he quotes that there seems to be a three-way stira in Rashi's on Maseches Beitza. He has quote two Rashi's on the Gemara and one Rashi on the Rif. We're not sure exactly who wrote the Rashi on the Rif. So Rashi there is talking about the Stira, and the Rashi is talking about Mekach HaMemkar. Whether Mekach HaMemkar is a Gzer Hashem Yichtov, or Mekach HaMemkar is a real Din Deraisa, or Mekach HaMemkar is a violation of Chafatzecha, Mimtzo Chafatzecha, that chafetzecha asurim chafetze shemayim v'torim. So when is it? So the Chasam Sofer tries to say maybe all three are correct. Maybe if a person just does one mekach, he just sells one thing. I sell one sefer on Shabbos. Right? That's all. So that's gzeir v'shem yichtov. But if he keeps his store open all day long, that's more than gzeir v'shem yichtov. Maybe that's a violation of a din deraisa. That the Navi is interpreting that this is included. Chasam Sofer doesn't want to say it's included in Zohar. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. Shnayim shenis parshal idei hanavim, that the Navi, perhaps the Navi Yishaya, is interpreting what's included in Zohar. Chasam Sofer quotes the Ramban al Atar on Parshas Emor, that it says on Shabbos it should be a day of Shabboson Shvos. So the Ramban, what do you mean Shabbos and Shvos? So the Gemara is going to have it later, that Rosh. What does it mean Shabbos and Shvos? Means all of the things that are awesome, itam Shvos, are included in Shabbos. That's on Kuf Yudalar on the base. 10 lines from the bottom. But the Gemara quotes the Pasuk from Shmos, Shabbos and Shvos, and it doesn't go on the Malachas Derais, it goes on Knivas Yer, it goes on things that are Derabban. So you mean whoever violates something that's awesome in Derabbanan, Zorvan and Nisa Deraisa. So the Ramban says not an Issa Deraisa, he's Mevatel a Mitzvah Issa Deraisa. Mitzvah Issa Deraisa is that Shabbos should be different from the rest of the week. He shouldn't be dealing in business. The truth is, no Issa Malochim, but the Rabbanan, they made it that it's an Aveira. In our Torah, it's not really an Aveira, it's just that it's a Bitlo Essay. You Mevatel Essay of Shabbos and Shavos. So that's what the Chassam Sofer suggests. Maybe if a person does only one Mekach, he sells one thing on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's a violation of Gzeirah Shem Yichtav. If he keeps his store open all day long, then it's a violation of Shabbos and Shavos. The whole atmosphere of Shabbos is violated. And it could well be that all of this is a deraisa. The third Rashi says that it's deraisa. Could be that it is deraisa. It's the essay. It's not an isa malocha. He didn't do a malocha deraisa. It's a violation of the essay. Maybe not an isa essay. It's mevat lekiyam essay of Shabbos and Shavos. So this, you thought along the same lines. Maybe the Rambam meant to say that the Novi Yeshaya, Shnayim Shenes Pasha Adi Anavim, the Novi Yeshaya perhaps is interpreting what's included in Zohar, because Zohar is the essay. Shomer is the loises, and Zohar is the essay. What exactly is kibud and what is oinig? It's a little unclear. So the Aruch HaShulchan wants to say that oinig is physical pleasure, when you enjoy the food, and tashma shamita on Shabbos for the married people, and sleeping on Shabbos, that's oinig Shabbos. And kibud is the ruchnizdik spirit of Shabbos. The person learns on Shabbos, that's kibud. The Bir Agro writes differently, the Bir Agro on Hilchos Yontif, that kibud means all the hachanas that you do mibod yom, b'chol, l'kovet Shabbos. And oinig is the pleasure that you have on Shabbos from everything. So the woman is madlaka sasaner on Erev Shabbos, so the fact that the house is lit up on Shabbos and everybody enjoys the pleasant atmosphere that the lights are on, so that's oinig. Someone vacuums the rug on Erev Shabbos, and then on Shabbos they enjoy having a clean house, that's oinig. You put up the cholent on Erev Shabbos, then you eat the cholent on Shabbos. So putting it up is kibud, and eating it is oinig, and so on. Getting dressed, she get dressed mid-bod yom. Shouldn't just daven mincha early, and then go lay down in bed and go to sleep, and then wake up and go to 10 o'clock minyan and die. No, you should do kibud. Make hachanas in advance. A person should be yoshev and mitzapeh. The Rambam describes, a person should take his shower early on Erev Shabbos, and then be mekabel Shabbos, put on the big day Shabbos, and then it should be yoshev and mitzapeh, miyachel, at boha Shabbos. That's all part of the mitzvah of kibud. Soloveitchik suggested, true, the meaning that we have to recite Kabbalah Shabbos, that Pirkei Tehillim was introduced probably in the 1500s, I think, L'chadoidi, with Chudnu, I don't know, and everything, it's a later introduction, but it's a kiyum of this deraisa of Kovet Shabbos. The Rambam has the Beis Halevi and the Chuvas points of it. There seems to be a bit of a steer in the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. One place he writes that Hadlokas Haner is the mitzvah of Kibbutz, and one place he writes Hadlokas Haner is the mitzvah of Oinig. So the Beis Halevi says it's not a contradiction. The fact that you're madlik then there is mibod yom, that's the mitzvah of Kibbutz. Kibbutz means hachonis mibod yom. And the fact that you enjoy the house being lit up on Shabbos, that's the mitzvah of Oinig. They're both Shabbos when you say the brocha. L'hadlik ne'esh al Shabbos is the bracha recited on the mitzvah of kibud or the mitzvah of oinig. So that's the Beis Halevi wants to say, the bracha is only recited when you're a fulfillment of the mitzvah of kibud, this particular hachana. That's what Taisus asks. Why did Taisus on the opening Mishnah, Bava Madlikin, has a machlekes harishainim, whether one recites a bracha on hadlokas on theirs? I think we spoke about it when we learned Mishnah Brura, no? So Taisus has... The Gemara says, "Aloshen Shani Yomer Hadlokas Haner B'Shabbos Chovo." What is that loshen Chovo? What's the connotation of Chovo? So the Gemara says, in the beginning of Kol HaBosar Chulin, beginning of Perek Kol HaBosar, Ma'im Rishenim is a mitzvah, Ma'im Achreinim is a Chovo. What is the mashmos of the word Chovo? That they says, "One shad Chovo means something you have to do, but you don't say a bracha on it. You only say a brichas haMitzvah and a mitzvah." Ma'im Rishonim is a mitzvah, you say a bracha on it. Ma'im is a mitzvah in the Rabbanu, not a mitzvah in the Torah. Ma'im Achreinim Chayva, it's an obligation that you have to do, but it's self-understood that no bracha is recited on Ma'im Achreinim. Some Rishonim say, you do say a bracha on Ma'im Achreinim. So since the Gemara says, Aloshen over here, Shani Yoyim, Hadlokas Haner B'Shabbos, is a Chayva, so this led one opinion in Tosfos to understand that no bracha is recited when you do the Hadlokas Haner. We don't follow that opinion, but yes, it's so... ingrained in us that you do say a bracha, we call it the benchlich, such a davar pasha. Bencha means to say a bracha. Of course, you say a bracha. So Tosfos asks, Manishtana hadlokas haneris from all the other hachonas for Shabbos. When you vacuum the rug, when you put up the cholent, when you set the table, when you take a shower, you don't say a bracha overlos yosm hakam dafkan hadlokas haner. So that's what Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, that all the other hachonas, you only have to take a shower if you really need one. If you don't need a shower, so there's no mitzvah to take a shower. You only have to set the table if it's not set yet. Let's say the elves came and they set the table, or the children set the table, and the balabasta comes and she sees that the children set the table. So she doesn't have to take everything apart and put it back together again. It's already set. Someone came, someone comes and they bring us a cholent that's all ready made. So you have to put up your own cholent. You have a cholent, so you don't have to make another cholent. But as far as hadlokas haner is, that's the chiddush. The Rambam quotes that in Shulchan Aruch, that even if the house is all lit up, you have to turn out the lights and turn them on again, l'shem Shabbos. So that's a ma'isa mesuyim that the chachamim were mechayiv on erev Shabbos, even if you really don't need it. You have to close the lights and light them again. So that's why that's a takanas chacham. So that's what you say a brocha for. So the way the Rabbeinu Tam says that in Tosfos, that's a ma'isa mesuyim. That ma'isa is done on Erev Shabbos. That's a mitzvah of kibud. That's not the mitzvah of oinig. Oinig is the pleasure that you have on Shabbos. It's going to be the same pleasure whether you lit the neiros or someone else lit the neiros. So the lights, the chandelier, happen to be burning the whole day on Erev Shabbos and just leave it on. So the bracha is recited. That's what the Beis Halev thinks. When the Rambam would appear, the bracha is recited over the fulfillment of the mitzvah of kibud. So that's why many have the practice that on Erev Shabbos, you light candles, you say a bracha, mibod yom, because on Shabbos it's a melacha. But on Yontif, a lot of times the women wait till the husband comes home from shul, and then they light the candles. Because on Yontif, you're permitted to do a melacha, l'tzarech ochel nefesh, and you leave the lights on. You need the lights on. So many poskim hold that it's not really right. Bitzela Peterburger has a whole shuv in the Pri Yitzchok about this. He was from the three most outstanding talmidim of Rabbi Saul Salante. He was the one who was strongest in learning. Rabbi Yitzchok Blaser, he was a rabbi in St. Petersburg for quite a few years. He's known as Rabbi Yitzchok Peterburger. So he has the tshuva. He thinks that even on Erev Yontif, Mokarev Salechik also thought more correct is even on Erev Yontif we should be madlik the nearest mibod yom. First of all, because you're going to have the chandelier lit, so what are you madlik the nearest for? Tosfos says you have to turn out the lights and turn them back on again the same Shabbos. So the same thing for Yontif. Can't turn off the lights on Yontif. So what are you doing a hadlokah for? Shraga b'tiharo. The Gemara in the Sugya of Chanukah has an expression like that. If you light a candle when the sun is still shining, so shraga b'tiharo, it's not called the hadlokah saner. You're not causing any illumination. And secondly, from the Rambam, it would appear, like the Beis Halevi pointed out, that the bracha is recited over the fulfillment of the mitzvah of kibbut, not over the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Vayis. So kibbut has to be mevod yom. That's the definition of the Vilna Gaon. So that's why many insist that even on Yontif, the proper practice should be to do the hadlokas haneris mibod yom, not to wait till El Yontif.
Doesn't there also have to be einig that on Yom Kippur, even though
there's
kibbut on Yom Kippur,
like that,
the question
when
you make the bracha on the
neiros? Yeah, the Mishnah in Mokim makes it clear that there never was a takanas chachamim on Erev Yom Kippur. Takanas chachamim is only on Shabbos, right? Why is that? So I think the Rishonim said because the Ika Takana was to light Neiros b'makom achila. Sometimes you'll be madlik shalom b'makom achila. Some hold it's the Ikuva. If you're going to be madlik Neiros shalom b'makom achila, you're not yet. So we don't hold like that. We say the Ika Takana was instituted for Shabbos and Yontif because you normally eat a meal, so the Neiros enhance the meal because you can see the food. And Gemara says in the last Perek in Yuma that blind people don't enjoy the food as much as people who do have sight, because when you see the food and the color and it's so delicious, that your mouth starts to water and then you enjoy the food better. So the Ika Takana was for Shabbos and Yontif when people eat food, but on Yom Kippur they never made a Takana. But we hold that even on Shabbos and Yontif you can say the bracha even if you're madlik shalom b'makom achila. That's a different sugya, whether you should be madlik b'makom achila or b'makom shina. That's a different discussion. That's a sugya in the end of Erevin. One, the end of Erevin is talking about Eruvi Chatzeris. Let's say you have an apartment building and it has five apartments and that are rented out, and four of the families are not here for Shabbos. Only one person is there. Only one family is there for Shabbos. So the Gemara said, whoever's not there does nasa. Only the people who are there ask around the others. So the Gemara has a shalom, what do you mean the people who are there? What if the fella has two apartments? One apartment, kavur. One apartment he always sleeps, the other apartment he always eats. Kavur like that every week. So which building does he ask him? Does he ask in the building where he eats, or does he ask in the building where he sleeps? Not both. We assume every person only has one makam. So where is Ayyem coming from? Where is his makam? Is the makam achila? And the makam is the makam shina, where he sleeps. So the Gemara presents it, ki'ilu, there's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. Where the makam pita gerim, or makam lina gerim. Makam pita means where the pas is, where the bread is, where the food is. The place where he eats, that's called his makam. Or the makam lina, the place where he sleeps. So the Gemara then gives details, it comes out that sometimes makam shina, sometimes makam achila. If all things are equal, then makam achila ikar. If he has two different apartments, so then he only asks in that building where he usually eats. He doesn't ask in the building where he usually sleeps. That's not called his makam. The Gemara has the same nafkamina. Every person only has one makam. Which makam does he ask on the other people, unless he participates in their ruvich atzeres? Is it the makam achila or the makam lina, where he sleeps? Then the same nafkamina for tchum Shabbos. Let's say if you live in a city, so the whole city is kedala ramz dami, and then you measure al paimam outside of the city. So all the people who live in the city have exactly the same tchum Shabbos. Let's say you don't have enough people living in the city, doesn't have the configuration of an ear. So every person counts al paimam from his house. If you have an ear, so then the halacha says, Mishnah is saying Erevin, every ear is considered as if it's a rectangular shape. If let's say Manhattan is approximately a rectangle, so you just fill out the rectangle, the Gemara says. And if it's not that approximately a rectangle, let's say it's amoeba shape, it's round all over the place, so then you draw a rectangle, kepi ruchas ha'olam. You go north, east, south, west, and then after you draw that rectangle, then you go al paimam achutz le rectangle. So this is only if it has a din of an ear. The rules and regulations, what constitutes an ear? The Mishnayos have that it's only considered an ear if you have three chatzeres that are close to each other, either touching each other or within shivim amah v'shirayim to each other, within 70 amas to each other. So you have to have three chatzeres. In order to be considered a chatz, you have to have a mokam, mukav, and chitz, so then you have at least two batim, two different families living in the two batim in the chatz, so you have to have three chatzeres that makes up an ear. That's the din in Maseches Erichin, when you get to Bati Orichaimo, has to have the status of an ear. It's a difference whether you sold the house in an ear hamakevis chayma or a place that's not an ear, just a makam that's mukav chayma. So you don't have the special dinim of ayaris hamakevis chayma. It's neged to tchum Shabbos, it's neged to iranidachas. Only has a din of iranidachas. If it has a din ear, so it has to have the correct configuration, it has to have a minimum population in the city. It's neged to all the dinim, whenever there's a din of ear, so it has to have the correct configuration. So if you have a din ear, then everybody in the ear, then the whole ear is rectangular shape al pi din. Either it's approximately, like Manhattan's approximately a rectangle, so you just fill in the rectangle, then you have al pi mama michutz le'ear. Or if it's not rectangular shape, or approximately rectangular shape, then you make kefi rucha solam, north, east, south, west, and then you measure al pi mama outside of the city. So that's if it has a din ear. What if it doesn't have a din ear? One person has a bungalow here, another guy has a bungalow there. So there is no ear. So you just have alpai mama, l'chol ruach. This din that you make a rectangle and so on, that's only if it has a din of an ear. If it's not an ear, so you don't draw a rectangle. So the Gemara says, what's the din? The fellow has two different apartments in the middle of the desert. One apartment he eats and one apartment he sleeps. And it's a 15-minute walk between one and the other. So where do you measure, where do you calculate the tchum Shabbos? Do you calculate tchum Shabbos, alpai mama, from the mokum shina? From the makam pita, so all of these are neger la'alacha. Then in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramo and Hilchas Chanukah quotes a Tshuvas HaRashbo. It's a one-line Tshuvas. So the Ramo quotes the whole one line. So if you look in the Tshuvas, it's not going to help you to understand it any better. So the Rashbo says, where do you bench Chanukah lift? Where are you? It's in the mitzvah. He says makam achila, as opposed to makam shina. Makam achila. What is he talking about? So the Pashto says he doesn't mean that if you have an apartment, that you light the neiris in the kitchen where you eat, or the dining room where you eat, as opposed to the bedroom where you sleep. He's not talking about which room within the apartment. If that's your apartment, so you can light al pesach beis mibachutz, so you light in the window. You don't light in the kitchen. There's no hidden mitzvah to light in the kitchen or the dining room as opposed to lighting in the bedroom. He means if you have two different mekaymas, he's alluding to the Gemara, to the sugya in Erevin, the end of Erevin around Daf Ayin Ches. So if you have two different apartments, in one apartment he always eats kavua, the other apartment he always sleeps kavua, so which one is called Beisa? And the hadlaka has to be Nerisha Beisa, the hadlaka has to be the Beisa. It says in Shulchan Aruch that even though the minig is that you madlik the Beis HaKnesses, nobody's yotze with that hadlaka. That's the Shah that said, where did the minig come from? No one's yotze with the hadlaka, so where did the minig come from? So the Beis HaKnesses quote different suggestions where it comes from. Some say because the Beis HaKnesses is a migdash miyat, so it's zecha le hadlaka shebe Beis HaMigdash. Other Rishonim say the Beis HaKnesses quotes. Other Rishonim say because they used to have aniyim eating in the Beis HaKnesses and sleeping in the Beis HaKnesses, next to the Beis HaKnesses. The Gemara says in Arbe Psochem, why do you say Kiddush in Beis HaKnesses? The Gemara says to be Moitzei the Yorchem Yidechei Vosem, because the Yorchem are going to eat there. That's many Kiddush in Mamakam Suda. That's what some Rishonim say, that the minig to do Hadlokas Nevis Chanukah the Beis HaKnesses, because years ago they used to have Orchem sleeping in the Beis HaKnesses, eating and sleeping in the side rooms in the Beis HaKnesses. So that's where it came from. And even though Bizman is that we don't have that, so that's just like the Rambam wrote in Tshuva that we still preserve the minig to recite Kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses on Friday night, because it started off originally to be Motzi Yochem Derechai Vosem, and then it was established as a Takona. The same over here, it started off to do Hadlokas Neres Chanukah to be Motzi the Orchim who are sleeping there in the Shul. That was their Beisam, that was the Makam Achil and the Makam Shina for them. And even though today we don't have any Yorchim, the Takana remains. And the Rambam compares it to Chazoras HaShatz. The Rambam says that Kiddush and Shul on Friday night is like Chazoras HaShatz. The initial Takana was instituted because there were people who were not Bikim. They didn't know how to daven Shmona Esrei. Because in the days of the Gemara, the days of the Tanaim, there were no Sidurim. Everybody had a daven my heart. It was considered a violation of writing down Torah Shebal Peh, if you write down the text of the Tefillah. And only after, way after they were mata to write down the Mishnayos and the Gemara in the days of Ravina Rabashi, so many years later they were mata to write down the Siddur, the Nusach HaTfilah, because it was really still part of the Torah Shebal Peh. So so what motivated the Chachamim to institute Chazoras HaShatz was because there were so many people who were in Bikiyim. Once they made the Takanas, even if all the people in the Shul are Bikiyim, you have a Takanas Chachamim to do Chazoras HaShatz. That's how the Rambam writes. So that's what some other Rishonim write. That's the same regarding the Rambam writes. That's why we say Kiddush and Shul. The same with Chazoras HaShatz. That's what some other Rishonim quoted by the Beis Yosef say regarding Hadlokas Neres Chanukah in the Shul. Started off to be Motzei the Orchem Midechei Vosem. So you still do the Hadlokah today, even though we have no Orchem in the Shul. You give different reasons. So Soloveitchik liked he used to say over the reason of the Vilna Gaon. The Bir Agro, in his Bir on Shulchan Aruch, writes that on Pesach night, it says in the Masechah Sofrim that even though we're going to recite Hallel by the Seder, half of the Hallel before the meal, half of the Hallel after the meal, nonetheless, you should recite Hallel with a bracha in Shul. After you finish Ma'ar, recite Hallel in Shul. What is that all about? So the Vilna Gaon says, just like Hadlokas Neres Chanukah, so too over here, the purpose of the Hallel by the Seder is Pirsumi Nisa. And Pirsumi Nisa, how many people do you have in your Seder? A family? But if you're talking about Pirsumi Nisa, you'll accomplish more by reciting the Hallel in Shul, because you have many more people in the Shul, so it'll be a bigger Pirsumi Nisa. So whenever there's a Chavis HaYochid, that's for the purpose of accomplishing Pirsumi Nisa, so the Halacha requires that you should do that Chavis HaYochid B'tzibur. B'tzibur means in conjunction with the Tzibur Shel Tefillah. When you have, he used to say, if you have 10 people reading the newspaper, the Yiddish newspaper used to be called the Morgen Journal. So you have 10 people reading the Morgen Journal, that's not called the Tzibur. They have the 10 people davening. They were mitzurif to constitute a Tzibur, to daven, to say a Dovish Abigdusha, to say Borcho, to say Kedusha, to say Kaddish. So when you have an Inyan of Pisumi Nisa, that's a Chavisa Yochid, so the Tzibur should fulfill it in order to accomplish a greater degree of Pisumi Nisa. So the same is true. The Vilna Gaon writes, just like that's what Neres Chanukah is all about. So the same is true regarding the Hallel on Leil HaSeder. So that's a whole different understanding of what Hadlokas HaNeres is in Shul. It's not Zechel HaMikdash, because Mikdash Miat, and it's not because of the Yochim. It's ganz in a different word.
Don't we say knowledge that by Mikdash Miat? We hold that only reason to read the Tzibur is Rav Hashanah.
You're yotze without a minyan. You're yotze hadlokas neres chanuk also without a minyan, right?
There's no separate halakhic imperative to read it from a gil of the minyan. We do it because we're all from having a smell, so we're doing any mitzvah we can with the
chanuk of Pascha. I think not so. The Ramo understood that you only say the bracha if the harabas rivenu, if you lain with a minyan. If you didn't lain with a minyan, the Rama says you don't say the bracha after. So apparently the Rama thinks that there is some added hidur in Mikra Megillah Ba'asara. The Gemara seems to say also like that. Gemara says Megillah Shalai Bizmana, if it's not on the correct day, if you're laining on the Yom HaKnisa, the Monday or Thursday before Purim, then you can only be yotze Mikra Megillah Ba'asara. So you see from the Gemara that there's a special hidur, special kim and Mikra Megillah Ba'asara.
Those are both individuals. I mean, the one here about demons
Says you only say the bracha b'tzibur. You don't say the bracha b'yochid. So the Vilna Gaon disagrees. He says the Yerushalmi is talking about Ashenas and Lanam Teresem is the bracha after an aliyah. So you only say a bracha after an aliyah when you're laying b'tzibur because you're finished. But when a yochid finishes learning, what should say a bracha when he goes to sleep at night? Say Ashenas and Lanam. He's never finished. He has to learn it for the rest of his life. The Vilna Gaon claims the Yerushalmi is a misunderstanding. The Yerushalmi is talking about bracha shalachareh of Talmud Torah. You only say bracha shalachareh b'tzibur when you get an aliyah. But the Ramah quoted this when the Yerushalmi said. Then the later Paschim say, and even if the Ramah's Rishon and misunderstood the Yerushalmi, and even if it's not so, you really should say a bracha even b'yachid. But since the Gemara says that the bracha Rabbi Hirvenu is totally b'minig amakam, so our meaning for many centuries has been like the Ramah. Even if the Vilna Gaon were right, that the Yerushalmi didn't say a word about it, but that was the meaning. So by us, you only say b'tzibur, not b'yochid. No, I think we assume the Gemara has a machlokes Rav in one of his Talmidim, whether you can lay in the Megillah even b'zmano ishaloi ba'asar. And even though Rav paskins that you can, afil hachi chosh le'rav lohad ravasi, Rav is machma like his Talmid ravasi, because he had a point, the Talmud had a point that Mikra Megillah, even Bizmano, even Ampurim, should be Dafke Basar. Because whenever you have Mikra Megillah, it's also for the purpose of Pisumi Nisa. So it's better to have Pisumi Nisa Basar. Yeah. That's what the Rishonim say. The Gemara says in Brachas on the first daf in Shloshe Shachlu that Afilo Mea Nashi is even 100 women is only like 2 men. So the Gemara asks, how come 3 women can bench mezuzah? That's the Gemara's question. How come 3 women bench mezuzah? If even if you have 100 women, it's only like 2 men. And if you hold shnayim she'ochlu, mitzvah lechalek, that there's no mezuzah. So how come if you have 3 women, they bench mezuzah, it should be the equivalent of 2 men. So the Gemara says, shiny hasam, it's not. So what did the Gemara mean originally? That even if you have 100 women, it's considered like 2 men, it's not considered a tzibur. So the Rishonim said, "Ben again to say Tovish Kedusha. If you have a women's prayer group, so they can say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu." So a lot of Rishonim say the Tosfos HaRosh and Ashkenazi Rishonim say it refers to Mikra Megillah also. If you want to have Mikra Megillah Basar, you want to fulfill a mitzvah Mikra Megillah Basar. The Hidur of Ravasi and Rav is Choshish to Ravasi's opinion to hear the Megillah Basara, you should have Asara Anashim. You shouldn't rely on Asara Anashim. It's not right. Even those who make the women's prayer group all year long. But on Purim, they should go to shul. They should hear the Mikra Megillah Ba'asara in the presence of 10 men.
I think in the ear it's the opposite. He says any time that women, that you would say women have an equal faith to men, because whatever, because the Akhira is so nest, so then they can count for a minion for that. So he says if you hold that a minion, Mikra Megillah Shul does not, he's a Sarah.
Right. The tour quotes a machlokes more regular, not only Meiri, the exotic Rishonim. The tour quotes down to earth Rishonim from the famous names, the more famous names. So he quotes machlokes. So the Ramah says, since it's a machlokes, so the proper thing is wanted to say Harabas Rivenu if you have a minyan of 10 men, because according to men in Rishonim, 10 women is not Mikra Megillah Masar. It's 2 days in the tour. That is correct. Yeah, it's 2 days in the tour.
Also, why would you say 10 seconds?
So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote this, the Ramah quotes this Tshuvas HaRashba, regarding Hadlokas Neres Chanukah. The Hadlokas Neres Chanukah has to be Bibeso. God's going to light Neres Chanukah in the middle of Times Square. So he's not Yotze, there's no mitzvah over there. You only have to be Madlik Bibeso, and it's a question how far out. Al Pesach Beso mi Bachutz. Al Pesach Beso is better because you accomplish more Pisuminis. So lighter than Times Square is even more Pisuminis. The answer is no. But it's not, the Hadlok has to be Mitzuruf Lebeso. So the Gemara says, Al Pesach Beso, Rashi says, that's as far as he go. Taisa disagrees with Rashi in Perikam Madlik in the Sugya of Chanukah. But Taisa says, preferable to Pesach Beso would be Al Pesach HaChotzer. If the Bais is inside of a Chotzer, it's more correct to light Al Pesach HaChotzer. But Al Pesach HaMavui, that's too far away. So that's in Shulchan Aruch. They paskan like Taisus. Al Pesach HaChotzer is preferable. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, but Levi Yodua, that there is a whole group of Rishonim who agree with Rashi. Hold Dafka Al Pesach Beso, not Al Pesach HaChotzer. So there in Hilchas Chanukah, Hilchas Hadlokas Neres Chanukah, the Mishnah Berurah has this discussion. How do you determine whether it's Beso or not? If he has one Mokam is Achila, one Mokam is Shino, so the Ramah quotes this Tshuvas HaRashba. Tshuvas HaRashba says, Benegit Neres Chanukah, Mokam Achila is Kovea, his Mokam, that's his bias. But then the Mishnah Berurah has a lot of details. And then in Hilchas Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah assumes that all the same klolim that apply to Ilchas Hadlokas Neres Chanukah apply to Ilchas Hadlokas Neres Shabbos. You only Yotze Hadlokas Neres Shabbos if you're Madlik Bebeso. So they have the same discussion. What if he has two apartments? He eats all the time in that apartment and he sleeps all the time in this apartment. Should he do the Hadlokah in the Mokam Achila? Should he do the Hadlokah in the Mokam Shina? The Rishonim say the initial Takana was because Achila. That's what they say on Yom Kippur, never was a Takana. That's why the Mishnah says in Pesach and Mokam Shenog, whether you madlik neres erev Yom Kippur depends on the minig amokam. The Gemara says there were two minhagim with a bedafke yes, a bedafke no, and it's all both shneim l'dov rech and niskavna. Both minhagim are based on the same thing, that on Yom Kippur there's an isa tashma shamito. So some places had a minig amokam dafke not to light neres on erev Yom Kippur, so you won't see how good looking your wife is, so you won't have a desire to be with her. So you won't violate the Yisr of Ainuyim, Achamisha Ainuyim Tash B'Shamit. The other minig was, no, the Bedafke, yes, to light the Neris, because also the Shamish Mitosoi, Bifnei Oraner. So you have to light Neris, that they're going to be burning into the middle of the night. So it's both for the same purpose, the Gemara says. The minig Amokam, yes, to light Erev Yom Kippur. The minig Amokam, not to light Erev Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, Himsochm is all based on the same thing. It's totally unrelated to Hadlokas Neris on Shabbos. And on Yontav, Shabbos and Yontav, the Ikar Hadlaka was instituted because to enhance the eating. And nonetheless, sometimes the halacha requires that you don't light b'makom achila. Sometimes the halacha requires that you light b'makom shina. So they have all the rules and regulations. So one of the rules is, if one is kavu and one is aroi, let's say I always live in my house over here, and one night of Chanukah I'm going to visit by my parents, by my in-laws, I'm going to visit by the Rebbe, whatever, I'm going to eat over there. So that's tonight, that's the Mokam Achila. And for tonight, this is the Mokam Lina, this is the Mokam Shina. But this is my Mokam Kavua. That's only my Mokam Aroi. So the Kavua beats out the Aroi. So you have to light both Neir Shabbos and Neir Chanukah. You have to light in the Mokam Shina in such a place, not the Mokam Achila. Mokam Achila is Ika, Mokam Pita wins out against the Mokam Lina, the Mokam Shina, if all things are equal. But if it's not all equal, let's say the Mokam Shina is my Kavua dikim makam. Makam achila is only bimikre. It's only aroi. So then the makam that's kavua wins. Or the Gemara has, the Gemara has this in Erevin. The boys who learned in the yeshiva, they used to eat, in Yiddish there's an expression, mefleggesen teg. They used to eat different days by the balabatim. Some of them always ate all the meals by this balabas. Some of them ate Shabbos, they ate by this balabas. Sunday, they ate by that balabas. Monday, they ate by that balabas. So a lot of times the Gemara says the Balabatim didn't treat them so nicely. They used to treat them like stepchildren, as the Yiddish expression is. They wouldn't give them a full portion. They're members of their family. They gave a lot of food. And the Yeshiva Bochim, they didn't treat them so nicely. They didn't give many seconds. They gave them small portions. So they didn't really enjoy they didn't really enjoy eating by the Balabatim and the dormitory where they slept. They used to enjoy it over there. So since one is much more pleasant than the other one, so the one that's more comfortable is considered beso. The one that's less comfortable is not considered beso. You can only have one to a customer. Every person only has one beso. So is it the Mokam Achilo and the Mokam Shina? A lot of times the Mokam Shina. He enjoys sleeping in the dormitory, kids around with the other guys. The Mokam Achila, they used to eat by the Balabatim and they didn't enjoy it sometimes. So that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. If all things are equal, and then the Mogan Avram says, what if the Mokam Achila, you have 150 people eating together in the cafeteria? The Mokam Shina, you only have two people or three people sleeping in their bedroom. So that's more private. So usually the one that's more private is more pleasant than the one that's more public. Usually. Sometimes not so. So the Mogan Aram says that more correct is to light in the Mokam that's more private in the dormitory room as opposed to lighting in the cafeteria. If they're two different buildings, the cafeteria is over here and the dormitory is over there, the more correct is to light in the one that's more pleasant behind the one that's more personal, the one that's more private. Yeah. On Yom Kippur, it's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaben Ramah, where they say Brocha on Hadlok on Erev Yom Kippur. Because that's a machlok, what they say, bracha on reciting chatzi halal amrish chodesh. The Gemara says chatzi halal amrish chodesh is only a minik. It's not even a chiyuv midirabbanon. Adlokas neres chanukah is a takana derabbanon. Mikra megillah is a takana derabbanon. So the Gemara says both a maseches megillah and a maseches Shabbos in the sugya of chanukah that you do recite the bracha when you observe a mitzvah midirabbanon. How can you say kiddushon mitzvahs of tzivon? It's only derabbanon. The Gemara says senishkin kasha. You can't say tzivon. Kadosh Baruch Hu instructed us to follow the Takanas Chachamim. So you can't say Bitzivana. But do you say Bitzivana if you're only fulfilling a minik? So that's a machlekes. The Rambam holds that you don't say a bracha on a minik. And the Taisvis says that you do. So that's a machlekes. The Mechaber and the Ramah. Mechaber says, like the Rambam, no bracha should be recited on Chatzihal or Rosh Chodesh because it's only a minik. And the Ramah quotes from the Balei HaTaisvis that a bracha may be recited. That's the same machlekes on Erev Yom Kippur. Hadlokas on there is Erev Yom Kippur is only a minig. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Beferish and Bakum Shinog. It depends on the minig on Mokum. So the Mechaber holds that you cannot say a bracha. And the Ramah holds that that you do say a bracha on the minig. Yeah. Hadlokas there is on Yontif is Rishus. I don't remember. The Rastam Sfarish community's Chacham Avadi quotes that they only said a bracha l'hadik ner shal Shabbos and hadloka on Erev Shabbos and hadloka on Erev Yontif. They didn't. So that I think he interprets what is that all about? Manushach doesn't keep it v'yonig apply to Yontif like it applies to Shabbos. The Rambam says keep it v'yonig even though the pasuk in Yeshaya chibarato karasa l'Shabbosonig. The original pesukim in Yeshaya we're only talking about Shabbos, not talking about Yontif. But the Rambam writes that the kibud v'yoning mitzvahs apply equally to Yontif as to Shabbos. The Rambam is against the Gemara. The Gemara is beferish and beitza that Shabbos koivas. The din is you're not allowed to eat tevel even achilas. Not allowed to eat tevel before meruach if you eat an achilas keva. If you eat achilas aroy is mutter before meruach. If you eat achilas keva, then it's anisa de rabbanim. So what's considered achilas keva? So either if you eat a lot of it, that's called achilas keva, or if you cook it, bishul is kaveh, or if you bought it from someone else, mekech is kaveh, or if you salt it, melech is kaveh, a whole bunch of things are kaveh. So the Gemara says, Shabbos kovas. Whatever you eat on Shabbos is called achilas keva, because the pasuk says, v'karasa the Shabbos oinig, you're supposed to enjoy yourselves on Shabbos. So whenever you eat on Shabbos, even a little snack, even just a little bit, is considered achilas keva. And the Gemara says it in the context of making a contrast between Shabbos and Yontif, that only on Shabbos Kovas, Yontif is not Kaveh. So it's Beferish in the Gemara, came out explicitly, that the Psukim and Yeshaya are only talking about Shabbos, they're not talking about Yontif. So that's a problem with the Rambam. Somehow the Rambam had more mazel than the Gemara. The Rambam is more famous. People don't remember the Gemara, that Kibbutz V'yoning is only on Shabbos. Everybody says over the Rambam. The Rambam writes that the Yamim Tov are also considered Shabbos Hashem, because it says you should count Sfirim in Mochras HaShabbos, first day Chol HaMoed, the day after Yontif or Pesach. So Yontif is also referred to as Shabbos. So whatever mitzvahs you have, the Rambam holds that Kiddush is deraisa on Yontif like as deraisa on Shabbos. Also, all the Yom Tov Shabbos is Hashem. Kibbutz V'yoning applies to Yontif also, because Yontif is also Shabbos is Hashem. So that's a problem. That's what the Beis Halevi points out. That's a problem. It's against the Gemara.
If the minhag of lighting candles on Yom Kippur is only to avoid
Probably not. I don't think so. It's only for married people. I think
no,
so.
Like,
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think the minhag of lighting candles every Yom Kippur is only for married people. Yeah. Right. It's supposed to light in the bedroom. That's right. Yes. So Chacham Avadya mentions that there was such a minhag in some Sfaradish kehilas that they only say a bracha when they do hadlokas haneris on Erev Shabbos and on Yom Tov. They don't. Why is that? So that's for a different reason. When Tosfos discusses in Bamei Madlikin whether you say a bracha on hadlokas haneris on Shabbos, because the Gemara says Shani Yom hadlokas haner be Erev Shabbos chayva. The word chayva sounds like ma'amachrenim chayva. Sounds like something you have to do, which is not a bracha, and which is not a mitzvah. Therefore, it's not even a mitzvah in the Rabban. Therefore, you don't say a bracha. Then Tosfos says that it's not correct. You do say a bracha. So Tosfos claims that it says in the Yerushalmi that you say a bracha on hadlokas neiros on Erev Shabbos. So we don't have that Yerushalmi. So some assume Tosfos sometimes refers to Yerushalmi. They mean some sefer other than the Talmud Bavli. Sometimes they refer to Midrashim as a Yerushalmi. That's what some claim, that the bracha on the history books, they want to say the bracha on hadlokas neiros on Erev Shabbos seems to have begun in the days of the Geonim who were fighting against the Karoim. The Karoim said, "Lo sevarech b'chamash v'sech b'yom Shabbos," means he's not allowed to leave any lights on. And they used to sit in the dark on Friday night. The food that they ate on Friday night was still hot because they heated it up on Erev Shabbos. But the food they ate Shabbos in the morning was cold. That's what the Balamor says in Perek Kira, in the third Perek on Shabbos. Says one who doesn't eat warm food on Shabbos morning, tzorach b'dika achrav, you have to check. Maybe he's an apikuros. Maybe he's from the Katak Karoim who think that you're not allowed to leave any lights on, based on their misunderstanding of the pasuk Lo sevarech b'chamash v'sech b'yom Shabbos. So that's what some claim based on tshuvas from the Goyim, that the Goyim were the ones who instituted the bracha on hadlokas haneris. That the Balabat Mishnah, everything the Karoim say is wrong, that it's not only not an avera to light neiros on Erev Shabbos, a mitzvah, and other rabbis should say a bracha. So this whole consideration to fight as a campaign against the Karoim, this only makes sense on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, even the Karoim agreed that you're allowed to have a fire. That's Eichel Nefesh. So that they also agree. So there's no need to institute a bracha on Yom Tov. So that there was such a practice. I don't know if it's prevalent today. There was such a practice that one only recites a bracha, lahalik ner shal Shabbos, lahalik ner shal Yom Tov, there's no bracha.
Doesn't the Rambam say that any bracha that the Goyim instituted is not correct because it's not found in Shabbos?
Right. We do say, here and there, we do say brachas that were instituted by the Goyim. Yeah. And that's in the Yom Kippur, we have other brachas that were instituted by the Goyim. Kaddish Hashem Chavar Amim, yeah. So it's a big question on all of those brachas. So the Vilna Gaon always insists you should leave out all the brachas that don't appear in the Gemara. The Gemara is presenting. The Gemara says in Megillah, the Anshei Knesset HaGadol were the ones consisted of a body of 120 chachamim, and amongst them a Behem Kam and Nevi'im, several of them were Nevi'im, and they had the authority, they had the understanding to compose Nuschos HaBracha, and Mikan V'Elech after the end of the period of Anshei Knesset HaGadol, you shouldn't compose any more brachas. The pasuk, and the Gemara quotes the pasuk, "Mi malag gros Hashem, yashmir kolti losa lemi roy lemalag gros Hashem." Who, for whom is it proper to recite a bracha? Mishi yochal yashmir kolti losa. One who really knows what he's talking about, and he can praise Hakadosh Baruch in a proper fashion. Anshei Knesset HaGadola had a group of people of Behem Kama Nevi'im, amongst them were several Nevi'im. So they knew what makes sense and what doesn't make sense. Mikam V'Yelech, after the period of Anshei Knesset HaGadola, we don't want to say any more brachas because we may be praising HaKadosh Baruch in a way that's utterly ridiculous. More gives a mashal that the farmer does know a hasoga of money. So the farmer says, "The king is so rich, I think he has $100 in his bank account." He says, "The king has $1,000 in bank." That's not hasoga, what's called rich? So we're going to praise HaKadosh Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch is all-powerful. He can make potatoes grow on the ground. He can make he can make bigger things than potatoes grow on the ground also. He can do a lot more. So we don't know how to praise HaKadosh Baruch. That's how the Gemara says, "Mi yimal gurus Hashem, yashmir kol tilos." Only such a person should compose brachas, one who knows what he's talking about.
Wouldn't a bracha on a mitzvah be different than that, though?
That what?
It was generally like a bracha for you. It's one thing to say that a bracha had Nenin even, or just a bracha in Shmona Esrei, and something that when you're talking about how the world works, it makes sense to say, right, me and Malik was when you have a bracha to mitzvah, so they say, do a bracha before you do a mitzvah. So if they make a bracha on a mitzvah, they're abundant that was made after the time that they're taking the Gedolah, I believe two or something, so that kind of exists. So what's wrong with that?
Probably it does exist and probably is okay. But to say bracha on a minig, so that's the machlokes. Does that make sense or not?
You can't say it's a problem of Nino versus Hashem. Because I know that this lashon of bracha Hashem came out of Hashem.
It's an acceptable.
It's acceptable.
Right?
On the mitzvah.
That is correct. It's a very good for what you say. It shouldn't apply to these kind of bracha. It shouldn't apply here. That is correct. So in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Brura has this long elaboration in Hilchos Shabbos and the Bir Halacha Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Chanukah that the hadlok has to be dafka bebeiso, and then he has a whole discussion. When is it called beiso? So he says that if one is kavua, one is aroi, which is a makom achila or makom lina, makom pita where he eats his bread and makom lina where he's going to sleep. So if all things are equal, then the makom achila is equal. That's called beiso. And if it's not always equal, so the one that's more comfortable or the one that's more private, the one that's more kavua is the one that's going to win. Yeah. So the Gemara is quoting the psukim from Yeshaya. Pashtus and the Gemara is that all of these dinim kibud v'yoning only apply to Shabbos, but the Rambam says not so. They apply to Yontif as well. We each are the shudis on Shabbos Zechalamon. The mon didn't fall down on Yontav either. So we should really have. We have Lechemishna Zechalamon on Yontav, like on Shabbos, because we assume the mon didn't fall down on Yontav either. If you really have Shalosh shudis on Yontav, is also. Ramam Taka says like that. You got to have Shalosh shudis on Yontav, like on Shabbos. And Shulchan Aruch, they pass kind of against the Ramam, because the Gemara quote says, Yerushalmi befavish like that. That there's no Sudish Lishis on Yontav. Shabbos, why not? If it's Zechalamon, so it should be the same as Lacha Mishnah. Lacha Mishnah, there is Anyantav, so why shouldn't it be Sudash Lishis Anyantav? It's a problem. So again, so the Gemara is commenting on all these dinim in Yishai. So you have Kibud V'Oineg, question, what's the definition? So Darach HaShulchan has his definition. He says Oineg is physical pleasure, and Kibud is a Ruchnizdika pleasure. Okay. And the Vilna Gaon gives a different definition. The Vilna Gaon is in Hilchos Yontif, the last simon, and that chelik in the Mishnah Berurah, chelik A, so the last page in the chelik A Mishnah Berurah is all about the Simchas Yontif. That's where the Bir Agroh is. Yeah, the Gemara says in Masechus Shabbos a little bit over here that the Amoraim felt a mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchai, so they used to prepare some of the food on Erev Shabbos. The Gemara says, Rabba Malach Shivuta, he used to salt the fish that they used to eat on Shabbos, or the men used to do some preparations. All week long, they let their wives do all the preparation of food. And they call it Shabbos, because it's a mitzvah, mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchah. So some are bothered with the kasha, mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchah should only apply to a mitzvah, not to a hechsher mitzvah. Here it's only a hechsher mitzvah. You're preparing the food in advance. Let's say, to go buy lulav, it's a mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchah. You should buy the lulav. I said, I have no time. So I ask someone else, please do me a favor. I'll give you $10. You pick out a nice lulav and ask it for me. I have no time to waste in the store. So we usually assume that there is no mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchah on a hechsher mitzvah. Then it's if as a chiddush, if it's a hechsher mitzvah hakasa b'toira, then you should apply mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchah, like constructing a sukkah. He has a chiddush based on the Rashi and Makkos that asiyas asukkah is only a hechsher mitzvah. The mitzvah is the actual sitting in the sukkah on yontav sukkahs, but since it's a hechsher mitzvah, Hakasa b'Torah, so that's why you should apply mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchah. Where's the hechsher mitzvah hakasa b'Torah? Because the pasuk says, Chag asukas tassel l'chol shivas yomim bas b'chom b'gon l'chom yikvecho. So the pasuk b'shat is you should celebrate the holiday of sukas for a duration of 7 days at that season of the year, bas, in the ingathering season of the year. So Gemara says, but the Torah Shabbat Peh has an additional level of interpretation in the pasuk that it doesn't refer to celebrating the holiday, the festival of Sukkot, Chag HaSukkot Tassel L'chol Shev HaSiyam, leave out the word Chag for a minute. If we read it, Sukkot Tassel L'chol, Tassel V'lemen Osoy, as you construct the Sukkot, Shiva HaSiyamim, the Sukkot should be sturdy enough to last for all 7 days of Sukkot. If it's not sturdy enough to last for all 7 days, it's not even good in the first day that it did last. And what should you construct the sukkah with? What should the schach be made from? With the psalas garam v'yekah, with the leftover, after you pluck off the peris and the makabal tuma from everything else, so it'd be left with the three conditions you need. You do the karka and tolish and dovish and makabal tuma. That's called ba'os b'cham megarnecha mi'ikvecha, mi'psalas garam v'yekah. After you take off the ikar, is the food that are makabal tuma, so what's left over is the psalas. So and then either word chag, how do you say it goes on constructing a sukkah? And Mar says, no, a sukkah, the sukkah that you're going to construct, has the dinim like a korban chagiga, just like k'shem shechal shem shemayim ala chagiga, kal chal shem shemayim ala sukkah. The sukkah has a hooked in the mitzvah status, just like a korban chagiga is hooked in the mitzvah. So the Tzim says the Torah Shebaal Peh has added an additional level of interpretation in that pasuk. So asiyas hasukkah has just now become a hechsher mitzvah kasabat Torah. Also, you say mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha. By buying the lulav and the esrog, that's not that's a hechsher mitzvah, but it's not kosher b'Torah. It's not kosher b'Torah. Olakachtam olchem. Yes, that's what they advertise in the newspapers. I remember once Sukkot was on a Sunday night, so they advertised in the newspaper olakachtam olchem bo yom rishon. Buy a dalad minim on Sunday. So some of the Bachman Yeshiva say it's apikursus, apikursus. So the Achranim have tshuvas, it's not apikursus. You're permitted to use a pasuk as a malit. Yeah.
This is not according to the Gra,
it's so according to the Gra, it's arab the ganze kasha. According to the Vilna Gaon, there's no kasha, because preparing the food for Shabbos is the mitzvah. It's not merely a hechsher mitzvah, it's a hechsher mitzvah for oinig, but it's the actual mitzvah of kibbuk, right? According to the Vilna Gaon, we understand the Gemara better. Why the Gemara applies mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchai to getting married? Because the Rambam says ki ikach ish isha is a mitzvah to get married. The Rambam counts two different mitzvahs: one mitzvah to get married, one mitzvah to have children. So the mitzvah to get married is when the chosin says harat mekudeshesli. So that's why the Gemara says mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchai mokarech b'shemim mekadesh the isha in person. Then the Gemara says another example: a mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchai is Amoraim. He used to do a little help to prepare the food for Shabbos. So why is that? That's a hechsher mitzvah. Sheina calls about Torah. The answer is no. According to the Vilna Gaon, that is the mitzvah of kibbut. Oinig is enjoying the food on Shabbos, and kibbut is all the preparations done in advance of Shabbos. Yeah.
When Rashi there in Kedushin Mamalef Malef says the covered Shabbos, he adds that when the Gemara quotes from Shabbos Kuf Yetet,
preparing the food,
the two Amoraim, one of them is Rava with the salting the fish. So Rashi says, "Lekovet Shabbos."
I mean, that's kibbut.
So that
is kibbut.
That supports the Gra. I mean, if we don't know what Rashi had in mind, but maybe, perhaps, you could say.
Very good. Very good. So the Gemara says that included in kibbut is that you should have special Shabbos dika begodim. That's what Rabbi Yechanan says. Rabbi Yechanan used to call the money mechabdusi. He used to refer to his clothing as mechabdusi because it adds dignity to the person. So included in Kvoit Shabbos, included in Vechibarato, is that one should wear Big Day Shabbos. Then the Gemara on the bottom of Amid Beis quotes the Pasuk from Yeshaya. Rashi explains what's going on. There was a miracle in the soldiers of Sancheirev, the first wide line in Rashi, and of Kuf Yigim on Beis. Chayolosim Shal Sancheirev all died miraculously. So what form of death did they have? So the third opinion was that it's Sreifas Neshama V'Guf Kayam. The body remained intact and the clothing remained, everything remained intact. Second, the other opinion is Rabbi Yechanan claims that based on the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Tachas Kevodo, under the Begodim, Yokad Yikod Kikodesh. The body burnt to ashes, the flesh of the body burnt under the Begodim. Rabbi Yechanan interprets Kvoda as referring to the Begodim. And Rabbi Lozer, the Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan, Rashi learns, Rabbi Lozer does not agree with Rabbi Yechanan, it's not so clear, and he understands, kevoda means the body, doesn't mean the clothing, because he doesn't agree with Rabbi Yechanan that you refer to clothing as mechabdusa. And tachas, Rashi says, Rashi claims that it's a double machlokes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Yechanan says kevoda means clothing, and number two, tachas kevoda is literally under the clothing, the body, the flesh of the body burnt and the clothing remained. And Rabbi Lozer says no. Kivoda means the body, it doesn't mean the clothing. And tachas doesn't mean under, it rather means instead of, like shor tachas ashor. So tachas kivodo, instead of the body, there was a heap of ashes that the body burnt, and it turned into ashes. That's how Rashi interprets the three different opinions here in the Gemara. That the tachas kivodo yekad, yikod, yikod esh, is not talking about Hilchos Shabbos. It's talking about the miracle, the hatzolah that they had, from chayolos of shal sancheret. I was looking in Beis Medrash before for a Meroi Mesoda. I seem to remember that the Netziv claims, I have it at home, but I couldn't find it in the Beis Medrash. I think the Netziv says that the Machlokes has to do with Hilchos Shabbos. That on Omed Aleph it says you have to wear Big Day Shabbos. Either a different suit, or you should have Yishalshel, you should make it longer. So I think the Netziv claims that it's a machlokes hamaran, whether there's a mitzvah to change your underwear also or not. You can wear the same underwear. It's just you wear Kvod Shabbos is the outer begotim. On the outside, it should look good. And the underwear nobody sees anyway, so is that the violation of Kvod Shabbos if you don't change your underwear for Shabbos? I don't know if he means you have to have Shabbos dick underwear. I don't know if that's what he said. We got to take a look. I don't think that's correct. On the side of the big Shulchan Aruch, they have the Levush Yisrod. Levush Yisrod is a commentary on the Magen Avraham, on the Shulchan Aruch. So he explains what Big Day Shabbos means. Big Day Shabbos means Kelim Meguhatzim. All week long, they used to wear trousers that had no crease. They used to wear dungarees. What do you call it? Jeans. And on Shabbos, they used to wear Kelim Meguhatzim that had a crease in it. So the din is in Hilchos Avelos for Shloshim, one is not permitted to wear Kelim Meguhatzim, all Shloshim. And we treat the 9 days like Shloshim. We treat the 3 weeks we observe an Miktzas Avelos like Yud Beis Chodesh. The 9 days we observe a Miktzas Avelos like Shloshim. And on Tisha B'Av is Medina de Gemara, Medina Tanoim, you have to observe an Avelos like Shiva. Kol Advam Hanogim B'Av, Hanogim B'Tisha B'Av, the Tisha B'Av has the same din like Shiva. 9 days has a din like Shloshim. So during Shloshim, one is not permitted to wear kelim meguhatzim. So the two pshatim in Yerbedeya, two pshatim in the Rishon, what it means kelim meguhatzim. So some say the kelim were just laundered, they were just clean, and you're going to put on the shirt, a clean shirt now in Shloshim. So that's not right. Unless mom's the old shirt is all filthy, so then you don't need a kula. But if the old shirt is not so dirty, so it's not proper to wear kelim that were just washed. But let's say I already wore the shirt once before, so then I can wear it in the 9 days. That's what the common practice is. People try on a lot of shirts before the 9 days. Then you can change the shirts even if they're not absolutely filthy. That doesn't pose a problem. Another opinion in the Rishonim is Kelim Meguhatzim Kolz Man Shegihutzam Nikar. If you have a suit and the trousers have a crease, and the crease is still in place, even though you wore the trousers many times over, that's still called Kelim Meguhatzim, even though I've worn it already since I got it from the cleaner. So in the days of the Ramah, only the Big Day Shabbos used to be Kelim Meguhatzim, and the Big Day Chol were not. By us today, usually people wear suits on the weekdays like on Shabbos. There's a Gihutzim Nikra in the weekdays also. So by us, the Big Day Chol are also Kelim Meguhatzim. Unless the guy's going to go out of his way, Dafke, he's going to wear jeans. On the 9 days, he's going to wear jeans. He normally doesn't wear jeans. You're not mechuyev to do that. So the Ramah quotes such a minig that on Shabbos Chazan they wouldn't wear Big Day Shabbos. It doesn't go on the hat. The hat doesn't go on the underwear. It goes on the trousers. The trousers have Gihutzim Nikar. And the 9 days we observe like Shloshim and Shloshim, Kozman Shigihutzim Nikar. There's an opinion that's called Kelim Meguhatzim. So that's why there was a minig not to wear Big Day Shabbos. And then the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Lithuanian, the Vilna Gaon did away with the minig. He says that since the whole observance of Avelus during the 9 days, it's not Shavu Shechal Bat Tisha B'Av, it's Shabbos Chazon, the Shabbos before. So since the whole observance of Avelus prior to Shavu Shechal Bat Tisha B'Av is not Medina the Gemara, It's a machlokes hatanaim, and we don't pasken like that opinion. We pasken there's no avelus mikredin. It's only a minig. So the Vilna Gaon says, how can you have a minig that's against the din? If the din requires you have to wear big day Shabbos, so how can you say that on Shabbos you should wear the jeans? You're not allowed to. So the Mishnah Berurah says the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, the disagreement with the Ramah, became very popular in Eastern Europe. That they didn't, many places didn't follow that Ramah.
The other Ramah was quoting from the Maharil, who said that the minig is to wear a
weekly jacket. Yeah. This
is the don't know. The
which also means it doesn't make any sense just to change, just to repeat these acts.
I don't know, you see that the Levush Yisrod is not correct from here. Levush Yisrod, I remember Rav Soloveitchik thought that Levush Yisrod was right. You look, if I'm Mokka, why shouldn't you wear big day Shabbos? Levush Yisrod, that's the reason why, because Kelim Meguhotzim. So the trousers of Shabbos had a crease. It's unclear in the Maharil what he's saying. But what's the issue?
Sifu
Maril,
someone else
says
Maril used to wear
the
his weekly jacket,
the overcoat.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
it
has nothing to do with
Caleb McGill
Hudson.
It sounds like it's nothing to
do. Don't know. Yeah, the jacket doesn't have any crease in it.
Well, I mean,
don't know.
Only one, that.
Don't know. I don't know what it says. Not sure.
Although, it is noticeable that there's a crease and you're not wearing it, isn't that meaning? But on Shabbos, only a better say you're wearing Shabbat Sinner. The fact you're wearing pants that are not creases.
So that's why the Vilna Gaon did away with the minik. He felt that it's not right. How can you have a minik to violate a real din? If the din is that Abelus doesn't begin until Shavuot Shechal Batir, Shabbat on Shabbos, Chazan belongs to the previous week. And as a din that you have to wear big day Shabbos, in this community means Kelim Meguhotzim. How can you have a minig against the din? That's exactly why the Vilna Gaon did away with it, because he wrote Taina. Yeah.
Isn't it a din to observe Avelos when the rest of either Klausel or Yom HaKom is observing Avelos?
But they're all doing wrong. So the rabbi, the Vilna Gaon is the rabbi, he has to straighten out the Balabatim. It's a minig shtus. That's what the Vilna Gaon holds. It's not a correct minig. That's his Taina. It's not. It's an improper. It's an improper minig. Yeah. So Nachama. So we were learning some of the dinim. Some of the dinim. Shaloi hehi luchach for Shabbos ki luchach. I shouldn't walk the same way. Chafetzach asurim emtzach chafetzach chafetzach shemay mutar. Rashi says you're allowed to talk about founding a yeshiva and how much it's going to cost and vetting shiduchim. How much support the parents are going to give. He's talking about dollars and cents, but it's Chefetz HaShemayim HaMator. That's permissible. What's that? B'dov Shalei Dibuch HaShal Shabbos Ki Dibuch HaShal Chol. Machlek is Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says you shouldn't talk about business. Tosfos says you shouldn't talk Sicha B'Teilu. So he said, unfortunately, the Minhag Olam is like Rashi. So in the Bein Shel Simcha, he comes to defend the Rashi. Sometimes you have a Minhag when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, so some achzerim, they reverse some of the piyutim. At the end of the day, they're going to say all the piyutim anyway. But instead of saying it in Shachris, they're saying in Musaf. What is that all about? They're going to say the piyutim anyway. So Rav Soloveitchik said it's based on this gemar. Shalehei dibuch shel Shabbos ki dibuch shel chol. Even when you say piyutim, it should be different. A little bit different.
I think the reason we switched the first and second day is because the second day, the piyutim are about kol, and the first day it's actually about shofar.
Oh, no, that makes sense, yeah. There's some piyutim that we understand why you don't say Ras Chodim Shabbat, but there are other piyutim that no one understands why they recommend to switch it from shachris to musaf. You're going to say it anyway. But if it's yantav shecholiyas b'shabbos, then instead of saying shachris, say musaf. Why? What changed? Rav Soloveitchik said, no, for this, shalehei dibuch shel shabbos ki dibuch shel chol.
Didn't Tosfos quoted from the Yikar Rabbah, the Yerushalmi on our parak, also says the same story with Rabbi Shimon Lechai's mother.
Right.
So even though the Binyan Simcha wanted to defend Rashi, couldn't you say that really Tosis is more right than usually?
Pashto says Tosis is more right. They quote the Yerushalmi and they quote the Vayikra Rambi. Yeah. I don't know. Tashveritu. So then the Gemara wants to know, what do you mean Shalai hate the Hiluchel Shal Shabbos ki Hiluchel Shal Chol? Frag the Gemara, Mayi, what is that referring to? The fourth line from the top of the Amud Beis. Gemara says, Ki od Amar Avuna Amar Rav, Amar Lo Amar Ababa Amar Avuna, what? Malach B'Shabbos Pogah B'Amas HaMayim. You shouldn't, it's not right to jump over the whole thing, because that's an unusual, that's a Hiluch for Yimos HaChol. On Shabbos you shouldn't jump, you should just walk. Frag the Gemara, unless the puddle is not so big, so I can put down my foot on the end of the puddle, on the other, the far end of the puddle, while I still have my foot on the near end of the puddle. But if not, then you're not allowed to jump over. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? What's the alternative? You're going to have to walk around and around. So that's a bigger tircha. So that's more of a violation of hiluch el shachol. He's walking unnecessarily. The Gemara says, no, in such a case, it's mutter to jump over. Sure. Hello, the Gemara says, give the left to shop a dummy. So that can't be the example. That's not what we're talking about. That you're not allowed to jump on Shabbos over the big puddle. In that case, we would permit you to jump over. So what is it referring to? Shalai hei hiluchel shal Shabbos ki hiluchel shal chol. Hello, ki the boy minei rabbi mirabbi shmai rabbi yaisa. Yes, the shayla. I allowed to walk psia gasa b'Shabbos. And implying that he understands that it's not proper. You shouldn't walk psia gas. You should walk psia, smaller psias. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi gave him an answer. I hold that it's not even permissible b'chol, because it's unhealthy. Amalei, he responded to Rabbi, v'chi b'chol mihutra. What are you asking on Shabbos? You're not allowed to do on a weekday either. Shani, I'm there. In my opinion, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi says, psia gas is unhealthy. So you're not allowed to do anything that's going to ruin your health. Psia gas, and I tell us, echad mechamesh meos, Mimor Einav Shaladim takes out one-fifth of a percent of your eyesight, 1/500 of your eyesight. And what do you do if you did do Psia Gas on the weekdays? What can you do to Mimsak and Mahadala Bikidusha the Bei Shimsha? You can regain your lack of eyesight, your poor vision can be regained when you recite Kiddush Bein Hashmashas, Kiddusha the Bei Shimsha on Friday night. What do you do with Kiddusha the Bei Shimsha? So some Geonim say that they have a tradition. That's why you say Kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses. The Kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses is what, even though today we have no Orchim, so what are you still saying Kiddush Beis HaKnesses? No, Kiddush Beis HaKnesses somehow has some miraculous properties to it that will restore your eyesight. Others say when you say Kiddush, you should look at the cup of Kiddush. Others say that you should put some of the wine in your eyes. So there's such a practice, there's such a gear, so Kiddush of Abdalto. Not only Mahadala B'Kiddush, they have Kiddush of Abdalto, and it means you should dip your finger in the wine and put some wine on your eyes, both on Friday evening and on Matzoy Shabbos, and the Kiddush of Abdalto. Different traditions, what it's referring to. But there are more quotes that practice that you should look at the wine in the Becher when you recite the Kiddush, because that's Mahadala B'Kiddush of the Beis Shimsha. That'll restore your eyesight. So once they quoted the first thing from Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, they quote the second also. Boy, minei Rabbi, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Another Shema lechal adama b'Shabbos. Is it permissible? Some communities they used to eat sand. So is it permissible? Is that a violation of quote Shabbos to eat sand? Maybe you have to eat dafke edible food. Amalei, I hold it. Weekdays you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do anything that's unhealthy. You're not allowed to be overweight. You're not allowed to be underweight. You have to take care of your good health. You have to exercise. So he says, you're not allowed to eat sin on the weekdays either. It's an unhealthy activity. So you're not allowed to do anything that's unhealthy. The Gemara says also, the Gemara has a machlekes in Perek HaChoyvel. Also, lo'adam lachbo bi'atzma mutal lo'adam lachbo bi'atzma. We pass can also lo'adam lachbo bi'atzma. Your body doesn't belong to you. Anasham alach v'agub shalach. Body belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we're not allowed to cause a bruise on our body. Not allowed to cause that we should become sick. So since this is an unhealthy practice, like eating fattening foods, so you're not allowed to do it. Because it's unhealthy for the body. There's so many Jews buried in Bavel. There's so many Jews buried in Bavel, and the body's decomposed, so it's a violation of Kibud Aviyim. You can't say a mace is Osaban, or the mace already turned into offer. So you can't say it's already Nishtana Lagami. You can't say you're not allowed to eat because it's an Issa. It's a violation of Kibud Aviyim. It's not proper. Others say no. It's since the chsiv ha'imachas kolekum, all the animals died during the mabul, and Bavel is a lower location. So after the mabul was all over, so the bodies were floating, and then they went to the bottom. So it went to Bavel, which is lower than the rest of the world. So, and that was centuries ago. That was around 5,000 years ago. So all of those dead bodies from the animals, from the elephants, from the horses, and so on, all of those shkotzim and amasim turned into offer. So whoever eats adoma bibavel, kolochem ha'aforosh ha'bavel, is kilochel mipsar shkotzim and amasim. Freg the Gemara, Amar ha'shalok shalom ha'nikon shmo shiner, hakam bavel has another name, shiner, shekol meisim mabel, ninaru l'sham. All the dead bodies floated down over there. The Mabul, the Gemara has a tradition in Sanhedrin, in Perek Chelek, the Mabul didn't affect Eretz Yisrael. All of Chutz La'aretz was affected, but it didn't affect Eretz Yisrael. Even though there were no walls to separate, the whole Mabul was a miraculous link to begin with. So the miracle spared Eretz Yisrael from the Mabul. And Bavel is a lower location than the rest of Chutz La'aretz, so all the dead bodies went down to Bavel. So it's kilu, he's eating shkotzim and amasim. Where is a Bavel referred to as Metzula? In Tanakh somewhere? I don't know. So look in the back. Where is Bavel? I don't remember. Shinar is in Chumash. Where is it referred to as Metzula? I don't remember. So he says the same reason. They all floated over there. Yeah.
There's a pasuk in Yeshaya.
Oh. Ha'omer
la'tzula
tarach. Yeah.
Ha'omer la'tzula tarach.
A pasuk. It must be based on a pasuk. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so the Gemara says, all the dead bodies floated down, they all landed in Bavel. So the Gemara says, whoever's going to eat offer in Bavel, it's probably from the dead bodies from years ago. Why? Like Omamar, it says in the Braisa before, the Memra was Kilo Ochel, Shkotzim Ramasim, Freg Vavade Ismachu Yismachu, but it already turned into offer, so there's no Issa, Nishtana Legamre. So Shtana Legame, Panim Chadoshes and Gans, not the same as before. There is a Machloikas HaRishonim, whether if an Isa was Nishtana, does it become Mutter? The Gemara in Ketzem Mevarchim discusses what bracha you say on Mosque. So the Gemara says, you say Bar Minim Psamim on Mosque. So then the Rishonim say, what is it? What is the Mosque? It has a good smell. So the Rishonim say it comes from a trefa animal, that the dam of the animal gets caught in a some pouch or something, and it's a bird, trefa bird, I think, gets caught in the pouch, and then it changes, it undergoes a change, and it has a pleasant smell, and the people will mix it into the food, that the food should smell good. So the Rishonim raised a question, the Rabbi Yoni raised a question, you mix it in the food so it should smell good, but it comes from a treif of bird. It comes from the dam of a treif of bird. So are you allowed to eat it? Isn't it awesome achila? So Rabbi Yoni says, no, it's mutter, because nishtana legamre. Since the legamre undergoes a whole major change, chemical change, so that nishtana legamre is mutter, and he brings as a raya, if you throw a piece of nevela flesh into a container full of honey, if you leave it there long enough, so he claims that the flesh will turn into honey, and everybody knows that it's mutter to eat that honey. So the Rosh says, how do you know that that's mutter? Arvach Arvaboy, how does he know that that's mutter? Maybe the honey is awesome. Maybe the flesh that turned into honey is awesome. So apparently he understood that's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah says, Maseches Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah lists off what items are you not permitted to buy from a non-Jew because they're asabah noah. What items are you not allowed to buy? They're asa b'achila mutabano. And what items are you permitted to buy that they're even mutabachila? The Mishnah lists off that honey, you may buy honey from a non-Jew, it's kosher. There's no shayla. So the Gemara is the kasha. Why? Maybe they put in chazashmals. How do you know that it's all straight honey? So the Gemara says, it'll be masriach. What does that mean? So there's a machlekes rishonim there. So some rishonim say the goy is not an idiot. He may falsify. He may put something else into the honey, but he's not going to put in chazashmalt. It's going to smell awful. You'll detect that he's a faker if he pours in chazashmalt. So this you can rest assured that he didn't put in any chazashmalt. And the other rishonim, the goyim said no. The goyim said like the Rabbeinu Yoina, even if he put in chazashmalt. But right now it looks like honey, so the chazal shmaltz is muta because of nishtana. So that's machlokes Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rosh. Rabbeinu Yoina is of the opinion, based on that reading in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that a nisa shenishtana becomes hetagoma, panim chadosh bo lekan, and no longer retains its original identity. And the Rosh asks, arba chababot, halacha lemaisa, how do we paskin? So the Mishnah Brura in Hilchas Birchus Arech, in Reish Yud Ches, I think it may be Reish Yud Ches, I don't remember. How can that be? It's too good to be true. Simon Reish Yud Ches, is it? Somewhere over there in the Reishes. So the Mishnah Brura quotes the Prima Gode Mahachra. Basically, he paskins like the Rabbeinu Yoina. He says, Ananisa de Rabbanan, we're Mekel, Ananisa de Raisa, we're Machmir. But if you have, he says, even if it's a. If you can knock everything down to a Rabbanan, then we'll make them. Because basically, we really hold like the Rabbeinu Yoina. He says, you should throw in a Chumra to be Choshish, but they rise as Choshish for the Rosh's opinion. But Mikra is not a Sveka the Dina, what the Dina is. He really holds the Hakil. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the people going to be holds the Hakil. So this Gemara sounds like that Rabbeinu Yoina also. The Gemara says, what's the problem? About this Machu Yismachu? It already turned into offer. The guy's eating on Doma Bibova. It's Nishtana the Gamri, it's Heta Gomer, and for the Gemara Amri, the answer is Kevin the Malki, since it's not healthy to begin with, the Tana Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi held you're not allowed to do it even on the weekdays, it's because it's unhealthy. So Gazbe Rabbanon, so they declared that you shouldn't eat it because it's like eating the dead animals. Like eating all the mesim, all the dead animals from the days of the Mabel.
Hey, you didn't say it with the owner. How is that necessarily a raya for Rabbeinu Yoina? Maybe it's just a special din by honey. I thought there was a Gemara that says that you don't have to worry about these limbs being in the honey because eventually it's all nishtana to honey. Gemara assumes honey has a special property that it turns everything in it after a certain amount of time into honey.
Right.
How does that help us by the spices?
Also nishtana has to be nishtana to that extent. If it'll be nishtana to that extent, then it'll be muta, right? We have a lot of times some foods undergo a chemical procedure where it's totally nishtana. The whole chemical composition is different. It started off as treifis, as chazashmalz, but then you had it undergo such a major chemical change. That's the machlekes, that isur shenishtana is muta rarasa. So we follow the Mishnah Berurah, quoted the Prima Gode, that whenever it's only a level of the Rabbanan, we'll make them. And most of the time, it'll only be the Rabbanan. Most of the time, it's going to be a Dover HaMamed. These are usually, the Isis Shenishtan usually uses a Dover HaMamed. So Mamed is only with the Rabbanan. So the Mishnah Berurah is Mekel HaMamed. Quotes the Prima Gode.
Do you have a conflict, back to the Kavod of Oineg, if there's a conflict between Kavod and Oineg that's very hot, take off the jacket, which one
wins
up?
Don't know. Good question. Rav Soloveitchik once saw someone in Boston was walking in shirt sleeves on Shabbos afternoon in the middle of the summer. So he told him that it's not proper. So the guy said, but I live on the other side of town and I left my jacket here before Shabbos because he wanted to come and hear the shiur. Rav Soloveitchik used to give a shiur for the boys after his wife passed away. He used to give a shiur for the students who came to Boston. The shiur was in Maimonides. And many of the religious people didn't live anywhere near my mother. They lived the other side of town. So the Balabas said, he left his jacket in the shul before Shabbos. He's going to wear the jacket to davening. He just was walking in the street. So Rav Soloveitchik said, better not to come to the shir than to walk on the street in your shirt sleeves. He felt that that's a violation of Kvod Shabbos. You have to wear the suit, even if it's a little warm. If you're schmaltzing away, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. So the Gemara says, Kilo Eichosh Kotzim Ramasim, the real reason why they wanted to ask it, because it's unhealthy. Amri Kevin, the Malki, Gazber Abanon. Malki means it's bad for the body, it's unhealthy. But if they're just going to say unhealthy, so people are overweight, underweight, people do a lot of things that are not healthy. They eat junk foods. So go tell people, don't eat offer because it's unhealthy. They're not going to listen. So they wanted to schmaltz up the Issa. So they said, because of the mesim in the mabul. But that's not the real reason. The real reason was because it's unhealthy. And then the Gemara tells the Maaseh Shehoyah, what happened? The Ugabri, once upon a time, a guy ate this kind of adoma, the shtick, and then he swallowed something that had a pit. And then the pit started to grow, a whole tree, and the tree killed him, because when the branches of the tree made a hole in his heart, so the guy died. So it's not healthy to swallow sin, because if you swallow a pit, the pit may grow in the sin. Then the Gemara says another marker that there's such a thing as Big Day Shabbos. When Ruth was collecting leket, shikra, peh, whatever, in Boaz's field, so Naomi told her daughter-in-law Ruth, oh, he's a good shidduch. You should dress up nicely and maybe he'll marry you. Barachatz v'sachta tzamsim l'saych alayich, but you're out of Tagorin. Amar blaza eile begodim shal Shabbos. What does she tell her? V'samtzim l'saych alayich, v'chiz hol kadach, that she's going to go undressed, Rashi says, v'chiyaru mahoiso, elo, smolos miyuchodes, v'haynu de Shabbosh. On a date, you should dress up like a Shabbosik. So the Gemara says, that pasuk is also a mocker, that there's an institution of Shabbos. Then the Gemara says, the pasuk in Mishle, ten l'chochem v'yech kamot. If you tip a chochem off, you tell him a little bit, he'll put two and two together and he'll understand even more than what you told him. So that pasuk is referring to two incidents in Tanakh that are recorded. Someone tipped them off and then they did better than the one who gave them the advice. What happened by Rus Amaviyah? Rus. Nami told the first take a bear, then Rachat, Vesacht, Shmir Anuel, then Samtam Sachalayach. Put on the big day Shabbos, and then they're out of Tagoren. So she said, what do you mean? I should walk in the street all dressed up in the middle of the night. The big day Shabbos, people are going to think that I'm a Zaina, I'm a professional prostitute. What she didn't do what Naomi told her. It says, Vateri Tagoren, and after that, there she washed up and she got dressed up. Then she did what the mother-in-law told her. So that she was a Isha Chachama. Naomi gave her advice, and Ruth did better than the advice that Naomi gave her. She did it in the more correct fashion. And Shmuel also, when he was a little boy and he was sleeping, so he heard Hashem was calling upon him. And he thought that it was his father's voice. And he thought his father was calling. He didn't understand what was going on. And then he told Eli what happened. So Eli told him, no, that's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling upon you. He wants to give you a nevuah. So he said, the next time you hear that voice, Eli told Shmuel as a little child, Shchav, go to bed. It's the Rebbeinu Shlom. If he calls you again, V'amarto, you should say like this, Daber Hashem, speak Hashem, ki shemei abdecha. Because I'm ready to listen to whatever nevu you want to give me. But Shmuel wasn't so 100% convinced that it's Hashem who is speaking to him. Maybe it's someone else who's hiding in the room. V'ilu b'didekziv, the little boy, Shmuel as a child, was very shocked. So he didn't do what Eli told him to do. He did say, what did he say? Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls him again, Shmuel calls him again by his name. Shmuel, he doesn't say, Daber Hashem kishamei avdecha. He said, Daber kishamei avdecha. He didn't say, Daber Hashem. Why? Because he wasn't so 100% convinced. Maybe it's not Hashem speaking. He'll make a joke. It'll be a late son. So he said, Daber kishamei avdecha. That was okay. So that's Tein L'Chochem V'Yachkemot. Even if an intelligent person gives you advice and you want to follow it, doesn't mean you have to follow 100% the advice. Use your brains and you may even improve on it. Tein L'Chochem V'Yachkemot. That's the moral of this story. Tein L'Chochem V'Yachkemot. Then the Pasuk says that when Rusam Aviyah was picking up the leket shikran peh, v'telch v'tovah v'talaket basodah. The words don't make sense. V'telch v'tovah, she went and she came back. It should say, v'telch v'talaket basodah v'tovah. She picked up the matnas anim and then she came back home. What's vatel vatovay? Amar ablaz holchabo achemata many other mahamuhugarim leilachim mohim. He used to have droves of anim. He used to go to all the fields in order to pick up the matnas anim. She didn't want to go with pashuta people. So she vatel vatov. She went and she came back. She went a few times. Till finally there was a group of anim who are noshim mahugarim. She said, okay, these are nice people. I'll go with them. That's why it says, Vatelch Vatovoi, Vatelaket Basod. So then Boaz asks, Who's this girl? So the Gemara wants to know, Chidak Shabbos is Lishol Benaira. Why is he always interested in asking who all the girls are? It's not Darach Eretz. Boaz was one of the Shoftim. Ifson Zaboyas, the Gemara. Ifson is listed up as one of the Shoftim. And we have a tradition, Ifson Zaboyas. And for the Gemara, no, he asked who she was because Omar Abloza, Dvar Chochma Robo. He saw that she knew Halacha. Rashi proves that the word Chochma, Rashi proves, no, the Bach proves. The Bach and Ois Gimel proves, and the Gemara in the end of Nida, Dav Samach Tesam and Beis, Dvar Chochma means the Dvar Halacha. What did he see that the girl knew Halacha? She must have gone to some seminary and they taught all the Halachas. What did he see, Dvar Halacha? Shnei Shibolim Likta, Shloshi Shibolim Eino Likta. Leket is only two Shibolim. If it's too many, it's not called Leket. So if it's three Shibolim, she wouldn't take it. She knew the Halacha. The Masnita Tana, there's a Braisa that gives a different version, not like Rav Loza says, not Dvar Chochma. Dvar Halacha Rabo, that he saw she knows Halacha, rather Dvar Tznius Rabo. Then namely what? There was, Rashi says, shikhas, there's shikha if you leave behind a bundle that was already detached. Then sometimes there's shikha bekama. The worker forgot to harvest it. He left some shikha still attached to the ground. So sometimes, what was the Dvar Tznius Rabba? Omdos, whenever there was shikha that was standing up, it wasn't detached from the field, so she would take it, mumah, she would stand up and she would take it. But no flows, whatever the bundles that were already detached and they fell down on the floor from the wagon, so then she wouldn't lean over. A lot of times today, the women lean over, so you see half of their body becomes exposed in the front and the back, and everything is exposed. So she was a tzniyas dikki girl. So the bottom that fell down, she would pick up Yushim. She would sit down on the ground to pick it up, rather than bend over. Bend over is sometimes a violation of tzniyas for a woman, depending how she's dressed. So then he told her, V'chosid bakin ad im na'arosai. He says, Aloshin, to her, you should hang around. It's a funny Loshin, hang around. He's a rabbi. Ifson Zaboyas, he's a shofet. How does he talk to a girl like that? Chidak Zaboyas lidavikim anoshim. What kind of a Loshin? V'chosid bakin im na'arosai. You should hang out with all the girls that are working here. He heard that when she was coming home from Moav, Rusa Ma'aviv was coming home with Naomi. They went to stay Moav, and then the husband died, and the sons died. And then when she came back with Naomi, it says, Vatisha Korpa Lachamoy. So Orpa was the sister-in-law. So she kissed her goodbye because Naomi said, well, it does make sense. What are you coming back? Go back to your families. I have no more children. Your husband's died. A tragedy. So Vatisha Korpa Lachamoy. So Orpa kissed Naomi goodbye. Ruas Dafkaba. So Ruas converted, and the Pasuk uses the verb Dafkaba. She was Midabek im Naomi to convert to become Jewish. Omar, so he thought to himself, Boaz thought to himself, surely this girl was Dafka in Yiddishkeit, she's Dafka in Elokei Yisrael, so he can use a Loshen, please hang out over here. This is the woman is a Gioris Tzedek. This is a woman that it's proper to be close with, to be friendly with. Then the Gemara continues. So when it's time for a lunch break, Goshi Halom, come over here and please take some of the food. Why did he use the word Halom? It's an unusual word. Goshi Halom. Amar Blaza Remez Ramazla. See the Malchus David. Lotzeis Mimech. Dichsiv Be Halom. The word Halom appears in connection with David HaMelech, as it says in Shmuel Beis. Shneem Vayov HaMelech David Yishol Lefnei Hashem. Mi Anochi Hashem Elokim. Umi basic ki havi sani ad halom. I don't really deserve what you gave me. You gave me the whole Malchus Beis David, Malchus son of Cheres. So just like the word halom appears, David HaMelech used it in his tefillah, Ta'akadosh Baruch Hu. So Boaz used it also as a remez. He saw sort of Baruch HaKodesh that the Malchus Beis David was going to come from them. That's what happened. She had a grandson, Peretz, and Peretz was the grandfather of David HaMelech. Then he said, "V'taval pitech b'chomets." She should dip her bread when she eats the lunch. She should dip it into chomets. What's the deal of having dipping it into chomets? Amar Blazer, "Kasher chomets yofel lasher." If it's a very hot day and you dip your bread into chomets, so that'll cool you off a little bit. Sher means it's very hot. And the other Amar disagrees. That's where Blazer says. Rosh Hashanah Ben Achmeni disagrees. He says, "No, Rem is Ramaz Loa that they're going to have wonderful children. Malchus Beis David is going to come out, but there's going to be one of the descendants of the Malchus Beis David is going to be Menashe. He's going to be terrible shagas. He's going to be an Ovid Avid Azor. So the Chaimetz is vinegar, soured, spoiled. One of our descendants, he knew Biruch HaKadosh, they're going to marry, they're going to have children, Malchus Beis David, and one of them is going to be Lahacha Shehechmetz. That's the Hebrew expression. When a person becomes an Apikuritz, that's Kodem Shehechmetz and Lacha Shehechmetz. Lacha Shehechmetz, Menashe, became an Apikuritz. Remish Amos Lo, Asid Ben, Lotzis Mechshe, Maisev Kosh Gechemetz, and Manu, who is that? Menashe. Menashe was an Ovid Ovid Azor. And then it says in the Pasuk, Ateshe Mitzad HaKotzrim. Buzz was sitting here, and all the Kotzrim, all the workers whom he hired, the farmhands were sitting in between, and she was sitting all the way at the other end. She wasn't sitting in the middle of all of the men, she was sitting all the way on the side. What was that a remez for? Mitzad HaKotzrim, Allah Batach HaKotzrim, Remez Ramaz Lo, this was a remez, Shasidim Alchiz Beis Dov, Shetizchalek, after Shlomo HaMelech died, and he had the... Rechavim, and then the whole Malchus split, and half of the Jews rejected Malchus Beis David. So, and the whole Malchus Beis David is coming from them, from Boaz and from Ruth HaMoaviah. So the fact that they were sitting so far apart, that was the remez of that tragedy that's going to occur later. The dipping in the chometz is the remez for the tragedy. Going to have a descendant Menashe who's going to be Hechmet. It's going to become an Ovid Avod Zor. And the sitting so far apart, that was a remez. Ramaz Lo, Shasinim Achaz B'Navashet Tizchali. Then the Pasuk says that she ate. He gave her so much food to eat, there was Vatoicha, Vatizba, Vatoisar. She ate and she was satisfied, there was more than enough. So the Gemara says that seems to be a mashmois for Ashiris, Rashi says. There's going to be a wonderful future. They're going to have descendants from the Malchus Beis David. It's going to be wonderful. Either it's referring to David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech and Hizkiyo HaMelech and Lasid Lava, everything. Wonderful thing. Wonderful thing is going to come out and tragedy is going to come out. The splitting of the Malchus Beis David and so on. Yeah. Then the Gemara on the top of the daf, Kuf Yudal, has again, where do you see a mocker that you change your clothing, you wear different clothing, and that's Kavod Shabbos, to wear different clothes. So we have the even a chumash you have. It says, "Ufashet es b'kodav, v'lavash b'adim achem hatzios hadeshan mechutz l'machle." Hatzios hadeshan also needs big dekuna, but you should wear different begodim. So you see that the begodim that you wear play a role. So the Kavod Shabbos, you should wear nice begodim as well. Okay. And then added tomorrow. What should we do tomorrow? We should do Mishnah Berurah. Yeah. Where are we up to? You got it ready? We ended in Shin Lamed Tes. Okay. He started.
Yitzchak Kirna says, "Beferosh, Eino Machlif, Rak HaKistonet."